You have your perfect budget ready. It is written, realistic, and attainable. You took all the steps and diligently completed your homework. And it seems like it's all done and nothing else needs to be accomplished. Well, your budget framework is just sitting there and you're back on your spending spree, thinking you'll get to your budget blueprint later, just to find yourself 8 or 12 months later from now, back in debt. I know exactly how it is because I am such a pen and paper admirer, even more than actually implementing the written plan in my life. It doesn't matter how beautiful or how perfect is your plan. It will not work unless you move the needle first. And that needle would not move how much you push it when it doesn't fit your fabric structure. Welcome to episode number 30, where I will be covering the topic about why it is so hard to stick to your budget and how to be consistent with your spending plan. Are you ready to learn and get back to the money management basics that you enjoy? My precious friend, are you hit with your child's disability diagnosis? How to afford medical bills, special equipment, therapies, caregivers, the list goes on. How about that car loan, a pile of credit cards, a mortgage? How to grasp such life around your head and remain sane. Hi, Deanna Gallas here with Simple Money Systems Podcast. I am a special needs mom, a Christian wife, a successful business owner, and a daughter of the King. I help special needs moms create wealth solutions through simple financial strategies that I created to set you free from debt culture, money wasting, and ever-changing mode of currency and market volatility. If you're ready to say yes to financial freedom and exchange everything that hasn't worked for a plan that will, results that are undeniable, like peace of mind, better sleep, improved mood, and more money in your pocket, this podcast is for you. Hug your bug or boo, and off we go. My precious friend, I remember the day when I stood on my back porch confused, frustrated, and hopeless with the pile of unpaid bills on the dining table, not knowing how to meet month's ends. With 4 school-aged kids and 1 on disability, I felt pressed with a heavy financial burden to provide, care for, and nurture my family. I deeply knew there had to be another way to handle my finances, and ultimately, God led me to a simple budget system that I discovered and created, and I was able not only to meet my month's end, but also pay off my house loan in 3 years using Simple Money System. I have created a budgeting roadmap that takes you through 4 weeks of coaching on how to build your budget so you can pay off your debt and start growing financial wealth with peace of mind and all in one place. Go right now to the show notes right below this episode and book a 15-minute call to chat about how working together could be the right fit for you. As a bonus for the first 5 candidates who booked calls with me within the next 7 days, I will offer free of charge a 1-hour coaching session building your budgeting roadmap. Take your calendar and schedule our budgeting call right now. Hit the stop button, scroll down to the show notes right at the end of this episode, and click the link to schedule a call session with me to simply check and see if this could be the thing you have been searching for. I have always been a good student growing up and in my college years. I am a step-by-step learner and truly believe that you can learn everything and anything with detailed and clear instructions. And this is all wonderful and cool. Well, being in school, there is a theory class, and after you're good at understanding the theory concept, you're not ready for the actual implementation of that theory in real life with real people where you learn to solve one specific challenge. You need to be able to take that first step and implement your learned material into real life. It would not be useful if you gain so much theory, rules, and guides and just let it sit there. With debt-free budgeting coaching, you'll be able to learn simple steps that you can start implementing into your daily life the day one. I will help you to overcome that imposter syndrome or whatever you might think preventing you from moving forward. I think there is another name for that syndrome. It is not procrastinating, but rather when you have your plan written and for some reason your brain registers it as it's already completed. And it is, in theory, but it requires still action to make it work. If you know it, let me know by emailing to diana@dianagalas.com. Okay, it doesn't matter what syndrome it is. I want to reassure you that sticking to your budget is as easy as you brush your teeth. Just carving out 15 minutes out of your nightly routine for your money track time and doing it consistently will move your needle one stitch at a time, creating a beautiful financial canvas of your simple money system that you love. I love the book called The Slight Edge by Jeff Olson. It seems too hard to stick to a good habit, not because it's challenging, but quite the opposite. Very often, we tend to overlook helpful hints just because it is so simple. I am asking you to hear the word simple, and it is. And it does not need to get hard before you realize that you need to make more effort to accomplish something. So let's look at the potential cause of getting off the money track. What first comes to my mind is emotional spending. Oh, how it seems to relieve stress. It almost works like a switch button, introducing another layer of stress because of the aftermath of overspending. And it's not cool. In the first place, you know that you are running out of money, but still running to just window shopping, or even worse, ordering online using a credit card. See, this is what I want to bring to light. To raise your awareness that just by thinking logically, more spending will not cure the stress as the very side effect of overspending. It is understandable though when it comes to unexpected expenses that can derail even the most carefully planned budgets. It's life, and when it comes to raising a child with special needs, the unexpected expenses become a part of a daily life. This is when I realized that something needed to be done about my finances when my son Dave needed emergency care. With additional responsibilities for our special needs kids and friends, I can't emphasize enough about taking care of your family finances. Step step up to being in charge of your debt-free life with confidence and peace of mind, not only today, but for the years to come. I know many think, well, you survived till this day, so somehow you'll make it in the future. And yes, you will, but my question is how? With debt-free budgeting, I teach exactly how to avoid unexpected and special expenses and how to fund these emergency spendings to prevent burnout, confusion, and a state of overwhelm, so you can enjoy the years to come with purpose and with confidence and peace of mind over your life and the lives of your loved ones. Another budget derailing cause can be a temptation. Check your sphere of influence or people with whom you associate frequently. They may have things that you don't, making you to want have them as well. Maybe your kids asking you about things that other kids brought to school, showing on their phones, or just talking about. I want you right now to have your phone screen show you the screensaver with a beautiful background and with these words, "You are enough." All right? And what is your reason for falling off the budget wagon? Could it be when your income increases? How about receiving a beautiful tax refund when it comes to your tax return? It is so easy to get finally into the money abundance mode just to find yourself in the same or even worse financial dependence. Friend, without someone holding you accountable, while you are creating and implementing your budget strategy, you may find it easier to deviate from what you worked so hard and waited for so long. To help you overcome these challenges, I want you to recognize the importance of establishing these three simple steps as part of your routines. Step number one, daily money track. In episode number 7, How to Create a Basic Budget, I discuss the simple daily routine more in depth. You're welcome to listen to it at the link in the show notes right below this episode. During your nightly bedtime hour, with your scented oils and diffuser on, or candles lighted up, dedicate 15 minutes to go over your daily spending. Have your daily worksheet ready and complete it with a scripture verse at the top. Enter your receipts for the day in the space provided. Check off your homework and take a photo of it and post it to a debt-free budgeting students Facebook group for a review and accountability. When you decide to implement this daily routine, place a sticky note on your vanity mirror or have your daily worksheet visible so you won't forget. Have your notebook, your paper calendar, and pen handy. It is very helpful to have your home money management binder with all the financial worksheets and the budget all in one place. I will have a separate episode on how to organize your home money management binder. Step number two, weekly cash quest. Plan to have a cash quest on a weekend. This is a simple time that I call cash quest when you allow yourself to dream. It is also when you look over your daily worksheets from the prior week and make some notes or adjustments for your upcoming week. Think about creative ways how to save more. You even can create a contest with your family members, like having the big winner of the week who saved more. Come up with non-monetary prizes and some ideas to stimulate your family to really have fun counting who saved more. Step number 3, monthly money mapping. This is when you pull your last month's bank statements and compare them with your budget. In the budgeting worksheet, with a column named actual, you write the amounts that you actually spend. Then it's easy to see your financial picture and plan for the upcoming month. Plan your daily money track time, then weekly cash quest, and monthly money mapping. Write it down on your paper calendar and make sure to check your paper calendar every morning so you won't forget. When I want to start any good habit, I like to have a home screen on my phone with uplifting words and a picture that brings a smile on my face and reminds me to stick to it. Also, I take my ongoing habit, like opening the fridge door and looking at my daily money track worksheet with a pen clipped to it right on my fridge door. When I open the fridge door, I can see it, and then it reminds me to take action. Or maybe when you make yourself a morning coffee, having a sticky note on that cupboard with the reminder also can be helpful. But please, don't just look at your notes thinking you have completed the task. Not quite yet, until you take your time and actually record the daily receipts in your daily money track worksheet. My dear friends, thank you for joining me on the Simple Money Systems podcast. I enjoyed this time with you sharing some money talk tips about a budget subject and simple money management strategies. Don't forget to sign up for a coaching call session at the Deanna Gallas website. Check the show notes of this episode on how to get in touch with me and how to become a member of like-minded moms who are on the road to debt-free budgeting with Simple Money Systems Facebook group. I am looking forward to our next time together on Money Talk Tips right here with Deanna Gallas. My friend, if you resonated with today's topic, please leave a 5-star written review on the Apple Podcast just by scrolling down a few episodes to the review section. This will ignite me to bring more useful topics to daily money-saving ideas for debt-free living. My special mama, you are purpose-driven, courageous, and victorious in everything you put your hands on. You can do it. Start right now by taking that sticky note with written words on it. You are enough. Step up to being in charge of your debt-free life with confidence and peace of mind, not only today, but for the years to come to enjoy. My dear friend, I hope you found this episode insightful. I truly believe that a mom like you can be an inspiration to many others just by simply sharing this podcast, leaving the path of precious gems behind for those moms who are yet to find them. Would you share it with other ladies so they can also find a way to a meaningful, purpose-driven, debt-free life? Thank you for your dedication and hard work day in and day out, caring for your exceptional child's needs. Please know that you are a precious gem yet to be shined. Don't give up. Look above abilities. The best is yet to come. Until next time, Deanna Gallas.